bears one of the largest taxes in the history of America, driving up the debt and punishing small businesses. Wagner knows hardworking families cannot afford another crushing tax and growing government. Our nation stands at the crossroads. Ann Wagner is committed to restoring America by repealing Obamacare, reining in big government, and balancing the budget. Common sense leadership to get America back on track. Ann Wagner for Congress.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
Reduce energy costs with an Emerson ceiling fan from Metro Lighting. Emerson sets the standard for ceiling fan quality, reliability, and performance. And today, fan designs combine form and function with styles to fit any personality while getting the most out of your heating and cooling dollars. Visit any Metro Lighting to browse their large selection of St. Louis-based Emerson ceiling fans starting at just $89. Because today, it's about more than just moving air. It's about moving air in style. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Porno pants, men's britches with the seat cut away.
That's why you don't have a show, Colbert.
That's Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 12th edition of Finian's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reed and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. I had a nice chat with Mark Reed this morning. Sent him a new client. I hope. I'm sure they'll have a meeting, and I think this person is going to like what he hears from Mark and Jason. And there'll be one more happy Mark and Jason client. You can join that client list, too. We'll tell you what you need to do that and how to get in touch with them after we do some other stuff, including this.
Hey!
Round of introductions. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say also say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs or retire, we would like you to call Mark and Jason. They can give you a free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
She's very cold, she said. She went outside. Now, you don't smoke. Why did you go outside with the smoke?
To warm up.
Oh, to warm up. It is rather chilly in here, and we do that on purpose just so we can look at the high beams. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses, hind end.
And Rat Boy, I noticed Rat Boy was out, walked out too. You don't smoke, Rat Boy. Oh, hang on.
What?
Is your what was getting hard?
Cheese.
His cheese was getting hard. So he walked out in the heat.
He smokes cheese out there.
Hey, smoked cheese. You ever had smoked Gouda?
Yes.
My favorite.
That's good stuff.
That is maybe my favorite cheese, smoked Gouda. I asked recently in a private survey 1,000 people if they like polka music. 998 of them said they love polka music.
Woo!
So how could you not like these guys? Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's their specialty. They do some pop and some rap and some rock and country, but the polka is their specialty. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. I got a call from somebody I've known for a long, long time today, maybe listening. I'm not going to certainly be dumb enough to reveal who it is, but if you are listening, you sounded great today. And this is a guy who's been through some stuff, and he's making a great comeback, I think. And he wanted me to have Mark and Jason get in touch with him, and I said, I'd be happy to do that. Now, see, that tells me that he's, as the king used to say, a right-thinking kind of guy. because he wants to...
Carpe diem?
That's the guy. He wants to put the money that he has in the hands of somebody who... You're not really putting it in their hands like they take it, but they manage it for you. They help you invest it. They advise you. They're financial advisors. And they've got a long list of satisfied clients. Because I think the key to that, and I don't really know anything about money or big, you know, amounts of money or investing because I didn't come from money. I think when you come from money, you're raised and you're sort of taught by your dad or both your parents. So, you know, this is a good idea and this is a bad idea and this is risky and this is smart. And when you don't have that, then you have to turn to somebody else and say, hey, I can't believe I've accumulated this much money, but I have. Now what? Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing something stupid? $25,000 or more. That's the magic number. If you have that, maybe it's 401k money, whatever. See what they have to say about what you're doing or not doing with that money. Even if you have a financial advisor, you got nothing to lose by going to this website, markandjason.com. I want to acknowledge the passing of a deputy sheriff with the St. Louis Sheriff's Department. A lot of people don't know that the city of St. Louis has a sheriff's department because you don't see cars, St. Louis City Sheriff. You see city police, county police.
Isn't that the sheriff department that runs with all the horses at Forest Park? Is that sheriff related?
That would be the city police.
Yeah.
St. Louis City Police. No, this is the St. Louis Sheriff's Department. We lost a guy named Mike Harris. He was only 47 years old. And for some odd reason, I haven't seen anything or much about it. He didn't, you know, die in a gunfight in the line of duty or anything. It just, unfortunately, he passed away, and he was much too young. He was 47. And I just wanted to acknowledge, because... the word I get was that he was a good and a dedicated man. And unfortunately, I think backstoppers, you know, can't really do anything for his family because, you know, even though he was, I think, working at the time, it's just a different scenario. So if you want to know more or want to help or ever knew Mr. Harris, I'm sure you could contact the St. Louis City Sheriff's Department, the St. Louis Sheriff's Department, to find out more. Also want to mention a golf tournament simply because it involves wounded warriors and, you know, you don't want to get me started on whether or not I think I have what it takes to be any of these people who come back missing limbs and not only go on, but go beyond just going on with their lives. They achieve great things and they get these prosthetics. There is a golf tournament that is going to take place August 4th. So that is what, 3 weeks away? Something
my
like
birthday.
That? August 4th, Dan's
on
birthday.
On a Saturday.
It's going to be at Sunset Hills Golf Course on West Watson Road in Sunset Hill. This is not too far from you, Dan.
No, it's not.
And it's a 12 p.m. registration. Registration starts at 10:30, and the golf tournament begins at 12 noon. And it's non-commissioned officers basically who want to take care of soldiers. These are recruiters that are putting this golf tournament on. So, again, it is they've already raised what they want to get $20,000. They've currently raised about $9,300. So they're almost halfway there. And they need silent auction items. They need whole sponsors. They need everything. And I have a website, but it's virtually impossible for anybody to remember. If I gave it to you, it'd be impossible. So what I would say is if you'd like to participate or help in any way or sponsor and help the Wounded Warriors and these recruiters in this golf tournament, August 4th, Sunset Hills, call Sunset Hills Golf Course. Certainly they would have the information. So just remember, Sunset Hills Golf Course. Thank you, Ann, for the book. A dedicated, loyal listener who's crazy about me, and can you blame her, brought me a book called Mr. Burke is Berserk. It's a kid's book. Now, Mr. Burke was my history teacher in high school, and he wasn't berserk, but what a neat little book.
And what was it that she wrote inside that you read earlier?
She wrote in there, I love you so much it hurts, and someday we'll be together.
Okay.
Anne. Thank you, Anne, for the book.
That's not what you said it read earlier on the inside of the book.
I made that up. Here's a very smart marketing thing that somebody has done. I was in a restaurant recently, and I was having breakfast, and I don't drink a lot of coffee. I drink a lot of iced tea. And either one, I have to have either Splenda or Equal. First preference is Splenda. Mm-hmm. I won't touch that pink stuff.
Right.
That stuff is bitter. Yeah,
I
hate that stuff. So in the little thing, the ceramic thing with all the little packets in it, were yellow packets. And I used them and never noticed. They said Equal. Equal, in a very smart move, now has three different Equal products. They have a pink saccharin Equal. They have the NutraSweet Blue Equal.
The aspartame?
Yes. That's the pink.
That's the blue.
No. Blue is NutraSweet.
Aspartame?
Blue is NutraSweet.
Saccharin is the pink.
I know. But the blue is a NutraSweet product made from Monsanto. I'm telling you.
Okay.
And the yellow is the same basic product as Splenda.
Sucralose.
Listen to Miss Sugar Expert.
Yes, science.
But I think that's very smart to put it in a packet that looks just like Splenda. I didn't even realize. I said, could I have some Splenda? And they brought this over, and I never even noticed it was, so for whatever it's worth, if you're a fanatic about Splenda, look at the packet. It could be the yellow Equal. When I went to see my dad over the 4th of July, we usually talk about, you always end up talking about, his dad or his childhood, which is fun because I learned stuff I didn't know before. And the subject of his mother came up, who, of course, was my grandmother. She was 5 feet tall. She was a little bitty woman. And I wish she'd live longer because by the time I was about 18 or so, she had a horrible stroke and she had a terrible, terrible rest of her life. But I remember even as a kid at home going out or to somebody else's house, she always drank Sanka. Now, Sanka used to be the only decaffeinated coffee there was, and it was in a jar. Do they still make Sanka? Does anybody know? And you never hear anybody. You never hear anybody mention Sanka.
I like Taster's Choice.
I think they do make it.
Yeah, though. Taster's Choice was like crystals, and there were Folgers crystals.
Yeah.
But when I thought about her, I thought, holy cow, I remember that Sanka thing with her, and she would not drink any coffee but Sanka, and it was because she had a heart condition, and it was decaffeinated. But you never, if Sanka still exists, you never hear of it, ever. And they used to run TV commercials, and they have real prominence in advertising. Who of baby boomers listening? I got to think that close to the majority of us, at least half of us at some point, had a Volkswagen. The Volkswagen Beetle. And Peon wouldn't realize this, but in the 60s, there were so many Volkswagens.
Yeah. And I had a Carmagia.
I had a... Here,
we had an orange bug growing up.
Okay, I've had four Volkswagens. I had a Beetle. It was a 73 Super Beetle. I had a Carmagia. I had a Volkswagen 411, which most people don't even know what that was. Like a little station wagon.
Mm-hmm, I know.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
And I had a Volkswagen Rabbit. Okay, I've never had the newer Jetta, Passat, that kind of thing. Check this out. There is a guy in Congers, New York. He and his dad is a retired cop. They restore to factory new conditions with zero on the odometers and completely rebuilt engines, Volkswagen Bugs. This is pretty interesting. There's a website. It's called classicvwbugs.com. And I've always said I would love to have another. I don't mean the new Beetle. Mm-hmm. It's fine. We've had one of those too. But I mean the rear engine and the sound of that engine. There's no engine that's ever sounded like a Volkswagen engine.
Well, I saw one the other day, a new one, and it said turbo.
Oh, yeah. Ours was a turbo.
A turbo Volkswagen?
No, our Volkswagen convertible that we had about 5-6 years ago was a turbo convertible.
Okay.
Yeah. But the original Beetles, which, by the way, the last one came off the assembly line in Mexico. If you remember, the last years of the real original Bug, the last few years, they were all made in Mexico. And the last one was rolled off July of 2003. And by that time, 21.5 million Volkswagen Beetles have been sold. Now, what this guy and his dad do is they search the country for old rusted out old Bugs. Some of them are just shells. They flatbed them up to New York State, and they, from the ground up, they rebuild these Volkswagens. What do you think the range, the price range is? Let's say you wanted a 68, a 70 bug, and I want it like brand new. What do you think you're going to pay for that?
$30,000.
Very good, Tina. The range is 25 to 50 grand.
Wow.
And they have a waiting list of 2.5 years.
Wow.
That's how good business is. He says this guy, Vallone is his name. He says, well, they disassemble them. They work with a lot of other local shops for the welding, some of the welding work and the body work and the paint. And then he and his dad assemble the cars with brand new bumpers, brand new upholstery, zero odometers, completely rebuilt engines. His prized possession is a 1955 oval window ragtop Volkswagen. He says it is the only Volkswagen bug ever admitted to the Concours d'Elegance show in Connecticut. That's a pretty, have you ever seen that thing? That's a real prissy, fancy, you got to be something special to get in that car show.
Never seen that car.
Do you remember, too, that the Volkswagen bugs were airtight, that if the windows were up, you could hardly close the door? Remember that?
Yeah.
And remember the commercial where they drove one into the lake and it floated?
Yeah.
No. A Volkswagen bug would float for like 2 hours hour and a half or something. The other interesting thing is that the Volkswagen Beetle, the original bug, never, ever was there a dealer option of leather. In all these years that we've had leather, even up until 2003 when they were made in Mexico, never leather. Mm-hmm. They were vinyl seats that were stuffed with horsehair. Which is the reason, if you ever get in an old bug, there's a smell like no other interior, and it's horsehair.
Wow.
That's true.
Ooh.
All right, tell me the first year the Volkswagen Beetle started production in Germany. Anybody?
In Germany?
Mm-hmm. The very beginning, the first Volkswagen.
I thought it was like 1960.
No.
Oh,
it was like 1938 or something.
Unbelievable. 38.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow. You're like a genius.
Yeah.
Or not. Now, this guy in this interview, he says he prides himself on restoring these Beetles to their authentic specs. In other words, just the way you'd get it brand new off the showroom floor. He made one exception. There was a really wealthy oil man in Texas, and he did one with a leather interior for him, kind of a custom deal, which the dealers obviously never offered. Now, he and his dad, their dream is to get their hands on what he says is the holy grail of Volkswagen bugs. I've never heard of this. It's a Hebmuller Cabriolet. It's a two-seat convertible. They made fewer than 1,000 of them in the world. They made them in the early 1950s. He said he has found one online, and it is over $200,000.
Oh,
wow. Why couldn't I have saved something like that?
What, an old Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Well, if you did, it'd just be an old Volkswagen. You'd have to have it rebuilt. I mean, you'd just have an old... I see old bugs running around every once in a while.
Oh, there it is, a Hebmuller.
Is that it? Wow. Peon just pulled it up. You know what? It looks just pretty much like a bug convertible.
And it looks kind of like a Rolls-Royce bug.
But that's very rare. That's 200 grand, right? And that one's in beautiful shape. Seriously, I still, to this, if I found a bug, and I want a 72, and the only reason I want a 72 is that's the year my wife and I, we bought ourselves a brand new Super Beetle, and the 72 Super Beetle was either 72 or 73. Maybe it was 73. It was the first year that curved the windshield. Remember, the windshields were all flat, and there's little wipers on the flat windshield. The curved windshield, I think, was 73. If I could find a 73... mint condition, like restored, I'd have a hard time not buying
it. My dad has one in his garage. It doesn't run, but it's and I don't know what year it is, but it's one with the Rolls-Royce body kit on it.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that. What a goofy-looking thing, but it was kind of fun. You know what it was like a golf, these golf carts that they turn into Hummers?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
I thought it was kind of cool.
And the
it really was.
The one that I had, they made into something else, too.
The
Carmagia. They had a kit. That you could buy, and they call it, what was it they made in?
I don't remember, but did you ever see the Volkswagen bugs where people would make two fronts, the front and the back of the Volkswagen?
No.
Oh, yeah, the back was the headlights, but they were red, but they looked clear, and you couldn't tell if the car was coming or going. It was exactly the same. except one end had an engine in it, and the other was the what it should have been, the trunk, which was the front of the car. There's a funeral parlor in Easley, South Carolina. I'll go around the room, and you tell me if this bothers you at all. It doesn't bother me. This funeral parlor, Robinson Funeral Home, Easley, South Carolina, has just opened a Starbucks in the funeral home.
That's nice.
Inside.
You know what? I agree.
Yeah.
I don't
There's never anything to eat or drink. You have to bring it yourself.
He says it gives the people a break from the stress that they're going through. And what do they do in funeral homes anyway? They have coffee.
I thought they usually have a little kitchenette normally.
But
it's just funeral home coffee pots and stuff.
Yeah, and you bring your own food in. Everybody brings stuff in.
And he says it'll be there for the public if they want to stop in the funeral. I got to tell you something. I think it's a great way to get people to come in and see your funeral home. You know, you never know. Down the road, you may need some services. And if you're going in there to stop in for Starbucks, where is there not a Starbucks?
Yeah.
Funeral home. All right. This is when you and your neighbors have too much money. There's a story out today about these people up in the Hamptons. They're very upset with some of their neighbors, especially one neighbor, because a lot of their neighbors come home and go to work in private helicopters, and they're sick of the noise.
Oh.
There, one neighbor in particular, Ira Rennert, is a billionaire. He leaves for work every morning in a 19-seat helicopter. His neighbors are sick of the noise. Listen to the description of this guy's house. And he's not the only one. A bunch of these neighbors have helicopters, and the people who don't have them go, this is insane, because these things take off sometimes 5-10 minutes apart in the morning, and we're tired of the noise. But check this guy Renner's house. This is, as far as they know, the largest inhabited estate in existence. In other words, that someone lives in, they think this is the biggest home in the world, and it's up in the Hamptons. It is a 110,000-square-foot home with a basketball court, a gym, 3 swimming pools. His home theater seats 164 people.
Wow. That'd be cool.
2-lane bowling alley and 29 bedrooms, and it's on 63 acres in the Hamptons.
Nice.
Yeah, no kidding. And he has 2 helicopters, not just one, depending on, you know, what it is he needs to go do and how many people he needs to pick up.
Well, if he has 63 acres, how much could it bother people?
Well, but I'm sure the copter, you're going to land the copter right by the house. You're not going to want to hike a mile to your house. You're going to land right by the house, which I'm sure, even if another house is an acre away, you know, it's a big helicopter. And you've got other neighbors. Wow, what a tough life. You know, when you got to complain because your rich neighbor's helicopter, the noise is irritating you. Some people just have a very different life. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's a pretty short joke, as jokes on this show go. And there's really no way, believe me, if anybody could stretch it out and make it longer, I would. But it doesn't take long to tell this joke, and I dedicate this joke to all the firefighters who have to fight fire in weather that's practically the temperature of fire. You imagine going to a fire in this weather and wearing that stuff, which has got to be hot, and then you're facing and fighting fire, which is hot, in this heat. So to the firefighters, we'll dedicate this joke. Fire truck shows up on the scene of a house fire, and they realize that somebody is upstairs on the second level. Now, the flames haven't reached the second level, so there's certainly plenty of time to save this person. And one of the firefighters gets on the ladder. You know, they move that ladder on the truck, the hydraulic thing, up to the bedroom window where they see that she's in there. And as he climbs up and meets her face-to-face through the window, he sees that it's a spectacular, gorgeous, stunning, smoking-hot woman in a little see-through nightie. And she is gorgeous. And he looks at her and he says, you know, you're the second pregnant woman
that I have rescued this week. And she says, I'm not pregnant. He says, you're not rescued yet either.
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Hey, so you and I have something in common.
What?
First car was a 1964 orange Karmann Ghia.
Oh, yeah, the orange one. I had that funky blue color.
I love Volkswagens. I love what you guys are talking about it. Let's see. We've got a crash. It's on northbound 157, right underneath 5570. It's got the right lane blocked, and traffic is starting to back up in the Collinsville area. Looking at eastbound 64, you are slow midway between Compton and Jefferson to about Union Station. Then it looks good to the Poplar Street Bridge, but traffic still stop and go from Poplar Street Bridge to 64 on eastbound 5570. On southbound 270, you're still stop and go south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, that's stacked up from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. And we're looking at westbound 64 now. You have a little slowdown between Hampton and McCausland. Really stacks up between 270 and Mason. And from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, it is slow. And this traffic report brought to you by Kia Motors and the Kia Optima. The Kia Optima, it's not your average midsize sedan. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiasaintlouis.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton invites you to its grand opening July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Shop for hard-to-find firearm models from Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, Ruger, FN, Beretta, and Kimber. Shoot on the state-of-the-art indoor range. Register for prizes like Crimson Trace laser grips. Meet celebrity hunter Outdoors Dan Young. Watch competition and trick shooters in action. Metro Shooting Supplies, St. Charles Rock Road and Fifi in Bridgeton. Learn more at buylearnshoot.com or visit them on Facebook. buylearnshoot.com.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
This is Wilson with AAR Contracting, all about roofing. What if you could sell yourself a roof and keep the commission? By now, if your neighborhood was hit by a hailstorm, you've had over 100 out-of-town salespeople knocking at your door and sticking flyers everywhere. Wouldn't you like to tell them where to really stick those flyers? So why should you listen to this ad for AAR Contracting, all about roofing? Does it matter that AAR has a 40-year local A-plus rating with the BBB and is listed in the local phone book? Yes, it does. It means that AAR, all about roofing, didn't just show up for the storm. I know they all say, we plan to stay. Sorry, it's a lie. Once the roofs are done, they're gone, and so is your warranty. Call AAR today, mention this show, and I'll pay you the 10% sales commission on your roof. 314-445-5745. 314-445-5745. Call now and get the commission. 445-5745. 314-445-5745. 445-5745.
I know what you're thinking. Here's another message from a mortgage guy. Time to daydream. Stop. Listen to me. I'm Kevin Putney, owner of 123 Mortgage, and I know you don't care that rates are at all-time lows. You care about getting your house payment lower because you took a pay cut or the credit card companies raised your rate for no apparent reason. You're afraid your home won't appraise out. Your credit score is less than perfect. I mean, whose credit is perfect? Or you have a jumbo arm about to adjust. If that pertains to you, I have programs that fit. You want to talk to the owner of the company and not some paper pusher in a cubicle. Well, that is me. I answer the phone and work on every loan in-house. I am personally licensed to do your loan. My premise for this company was to work with customers for the long term and not the short term. I own and personally handle every mortgage deal from start to finish. Mortgages are all I do. With 123 Mortgage, you are not just a number, but a partner in getting your loan closed in a quick and timely manner. Call 314-862-0123 or visit me at 123mortgage.com.
Call 862-0123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531. MO license number 10-1595.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Shane, Mr. Pixie. You know, just about all of us have some old TV, appliance, couch, or furniture that's collecting dust and taking up space in our home. Trouble is, we don't know what to do with it or how to haul it away. Well, I have the answer. You need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100. Pitchett is a locally owned, family-run, fully bonded and insured junk removal service for residential and commercial companies. Just give them a call at 314-932-1100, and their friendly staff will remove your unwanted items. You don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your garage, your attic, and then clean up afterwards. Imagine what you could do with that freed up space in your home, office, or warehouse. Pitchett is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and they're available on both sides of the river. For a free estimate, call Pitchett at 314-932-1100. That's Pitchett, 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchettandforgetit.com. That's pitchettandforgetit.com.
Problem. It's damp and uncomfortably humid in your house. And do I see mold? Not healthy. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable dehumidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Scott Lee Heating Company, serving St. Louis County, or visit scottleeheating.com.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
Probably halfway through a bottle as we speak would be Mike Evans in Southern California. Never forget, if there's a segment that you like, that it's brought to you by somebody and sponsored by somebody, or you wouldn't have that segment to enjoy. And in this case, it's Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom in De Pere on Manchester Road, about a half mile east of 270. Website, thompsonprice.com, and here is Mike Evans.
Done.
No wine today?
Beer.
Oh, beer.
Oh.
Wow.
What's that about?
What happened?
Light with a little lime in it, yeah.
Well, hey, shaking it up a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah. You know, getting ready for wine for tomorrow for the Aloha Fry.
You know, I made up an expression, and I think it'll catch
here
on
it
one.
Comes.
No, it'll catch on one day. Variety is the spice of life. I made that up.
That's pretty
you guys like it?
That is unbelievable.
Thank you.
That I just made that up. That is unbelievable.
Oh, you made that up?
What do you think? Yeah,
that's good.
All right, Dan.
No.
All right. Pop quiz question. Do you watch television news?
I yeah.
Most people do.
We're working when the evening news, CBS, NBC is on. Obviously, we're here, but I try to catch the local, you know, 10 o'clock news, and then I do check in with CNN and Fox and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
All righty then. What percentage of Americans still have confidence in the national television news?
Oh, this will be good.
21%, 31%, or a little less than half, 49%. Answer in just a minute. The big news, TV news, the big story, Steven Tyler not coming back to American Idol.
Good.
And it appears that producer Nigel Lithgow really doesn't want Randy Jackson back, and today Jennifer Lopez is hesitating to say she may not come back.
You know, there's such a thing as a show having run its course, and maybe that's where we are
here. Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to have to do some serious rebooting with what's going down with them now.
Maybe Ryan Seacrest could use three more jobs.
Yeah, why
just
not?
To be all
well,
three jobs.
They're already paying him for 3 years.
I got to tell you something. This news is the best thing that ever happened to him, because now he's the only anchor left. He is in a great negotiating position.
Well, he just signed a new 2-year deal, $15 million a year.
There you go.
There you go. Maybe some of our listeners would like to be in a reality show or be in a movie.
I would, Mike.
Well, hold on a minute, because I'm going to give you the information. Get a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'll tell you who to contact.
Okay.
Love Nuggets, as predicted here weeks ago, it is now official. Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Has taken back her cheating, orgy-participating, player boyfriend, Florida business tycoon, Nick Lowe back.
Aww.
And apparently Sophia is going to marry him before the end of the summer.
Uh-huh. And the lesson to be learned from this is the word tycoon. If
there
you have enough dough, yeah.
You
things
think, well,
can be
you
forgiven.
Don't, you don't know. I mean, maybe if he was like working as a sky cap at the airport, she might still be.
Sure.
Right.
No. 5'5", Tom Cruise.
Hold it, 5'5".
That's what they say, officially. They already have a new girlfriend.
I hope so.
I will not apologize for who I am.
We know that, Tom.
5'10", Russian actress Olga Kirilenko.
So he's the spinner.
Well, all of his women have been a lot taller than
him.
They are currently shooting a movie together. The word is that they are always together. They're very, very chummy. It's being shot in Iceland. Not a lot of mainstream media up there, so it hasn't been covered very much. But maybe Tom had a feeling what was going to happen.
You know, there's a joke that we don't do because we don't go for that about her being so tall he had to go up on her. We don't do that. But
you're
a lot of people,
need, aren't you?
A lot of people would have that joke right now floating around, but not us.
No. I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Here's the casting news, because I think everybody, it might be, well, some people could be interested. Are you a female? Lights up the room when you walk in.
Yes, I am.
People say you're beautiful. They're seeking all types, beauty queens, bartenders, biker chicks, girl next door. Maybe women on radio in the afternoon, Tina?
Mm-hmm. That's her.
Sounds like her.
Okay.
Well, there's a new reality show. Check it out at www.realitywanted.com. They're looking for contestants. Realitywanted.com.
Tina, you got to jump all over this.
Okay. All over that. If you're going to be in Palm Springs, California this weekend, Sunday or Monday, an open casting call looking for extras and a few small speaking roles in Michael Douglas and Matt Damon's movie Liberace, which is shooting here.
Hmm.
Sunday and Monday, Palm Springs Convention Center.
Wait a minute. They're filming Liberace's movie in Palm Springs? That doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Okay, what is this that I'm doing right here?
Hey, put some butter on me. Put some butter on me, too. Yeah, put some butter on me, too.
Speaking roles.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
I wish you
know, you're ruining my report.
Yeah, I know.
Shut up.
Peeing on himself.
I'd rather charge.
All right, fine. Odds and Ends, new best friends. Tom Hanks and Steve Martin. They're tennis buddies. They play tennis together. Tom Hanks and Steve. You know who plays tennis together sometimes?
Who?
Mike Evans and Franco Pinion.
I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah. Charlie Sheen and Russell Brand. Drinking buddies.
No, there's a surprise.
Elton John and Lady Gaga. I don't know if they share clothes or... No, actually, they're going to do an album or a single together. Elton John and the Lady the Gaga. And finally...
Oh. See, it isn't so.
What's the percentage of Americans that still have confidence in the national television newscast? 21%, 31%, 49%. Come on.
Tina.
I'll go with 49.
I'm going to go 49.
21.
It ought to be 21, so I'll go with 21.
The answer is 21%.
Tina?
I'm Mike Everett, live Hollywood, see.
I will see Tina in the smacking room.
What about me?
Dan got it wrong, too.
You get a free ride.
Oh.
You get a free pass.
I get to go home?
To the smacking room. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. And there's a guy who you never hear anything about publicly, Steve Martin. You know, you don't see shots of him shopping or going into or out of a restaurant or what his house looks like or anything. He's managed to, you know, kind of stay under
below
the radar. You know, these TMZ people, you don't ever see, hey, we caught Steve Martin getting out of a car. It's amazing how some people which leads me to believe it really is true. The people that get caught by the paparazzi want to get caught. And they have people tip them off. They actually have their own people say, hey, Brittany's going to be shopping.
I think you're right. There's tons of movie stars you don't see all the time.
Look, you don't see Tom Hanks being accosted coming out from dinner. The ones that want it, stage it and set it up. I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer in this, too, that when you have an accident, you want to get that car, truck, SUV, whatever it is, repaired as quickly as possible, and you want it done right. You don't want it done too quickly. You want it done right. You want to look at it and forget that there was ever an accident. Get it out of your mind. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer. That's where you want to go. Now, here's the other thing about Schaefer that causes people to give them such rave reviews. It's the fact that once you go to them and say, here's what happened, appraise it, give me an estimate, what will it cost? Not only will you not have to worry about it being done right, you don't have to worry about anything. They'll take care of everything. If you need help with a rental car, if you need it brought to you, if they have to come pick your vehicle up to repair it, bring it to you when they're, everything. They make this whole process, which is painful in itself because your car is wrecked. They make it as painless and easy as it can be. You'll see. More than likely, you'll see, because few people get through life without, at some point, having to have some body work done. Seven locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, things are winding down pretty well out here in the O'Fallon-St. Peters area. Westbound 70 is just a little slow west of Cape Springs, but then you have slow pockets from Mid River Small Drive out through T.R. Hughes. The earlier accident on 44 West has been cleared for quite a while at Bowles, but you're still running slow from Lindbergh all the way out through west of 141. Southbound 141 is slow midway between Big Bend and Vance to Highway 44. 270 South, stop and go, olive down through Doherty Ferry. And on eastbound 270, that was slowing a little bit east of Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers and Toyota owners. Help keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance. Stop by your local Toyota dealer today. For money-saving offers, visit toyota.com/owners. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hey, you know why thousands of homeowners have had their homes coated with RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating? To eliminate the hassle and expense of painting year after year after year. With RhinoShield's 25-year warranty, you coat your home once and you're done, guaranteed. And guys, not only can you scratch painting your home every few years off your honey-do list, RhinoShield comes in your favorite color, the color that makes your wife happy. RhinoShield is perfect for wood, brick, stucco, hardy board, steel, and vinyl. And unlike vinyl, RhinoShield resists mold and mildew. So why wait? Call now for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating for your home or business. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go RhinoShield.
Never paint your house again.
RhinoShield.
Rhino Shield Permanent Ceramic Coating. It's more affordable than you think. Call 877-25-RHINO or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
Well, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. I have just been told that I'm on assignment again tomorrow.
What?
I know. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.